Welcome everybody. Shir number 1527. We're learning today. Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zisel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rafua Shalema Pesach Yosef Ben Hindesh. Tak have Rafua Shalema Pesach Shachol Israel. Getting back to the Malachat. Getting back to our subject of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so of course we're in the middle of the halachas of Adaber David. What one could talk about, what one can't. We're going a little bit right now from the Sefer Klalim. We went a little bit from the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas. As we all know, we try and mix it up a little bit to get various different angles of, each Malacha, each Malacha, Halacha, whatever it is that we're learning in Hilchas Shabbos. Okay, so I just want to talk a little bit from Sefer Klalim. Brings down in the second part of his Sefer, where he talks about the Divrei Kabbalah in reference to Hear Her. What is Hear Her all about? Hear Her meaning thought, right? We said, let's backtrack. We said talking, things which are not allowed to be done during the week, you can't talk. In other words, to say, right? I will drive my car Sunday. Can't do that. But thinking, we said it's fine. So the question is, what exactly is the difference, right? Where do we, why? Why is thinking okay? About thinking about a certain malacha, right? Well, I'm thinking in my mind, I'll drive Tuesday. Okay, that technically is allowed to be done. To say it is not allowed to be done. It's mamish asur to say. So what is it all about, and where do we learn it from, and what exactly is the difference? So he says like this, says the Sefer Klalim, on page, he brings it down in the second part, again, of the Sefer, Shin Yud, Shin Tes, and so on. He says like this, Muta Medina Lahar B'Shabbos, according to the letter of the law, one is allowed to, think on Shabbos, La says Malacha La'acha Shabbos, about a Malacha, for after Shabbos, about something they will do after Shabbos, which of course is not allowed to be done on Shabbos itself. So what's the reason? Vatam, he says, Echsev v'chibadatei, because the Pasuk says, v'chibadatei mi'asois derechecha, mimsechefsecha v'daber dover. And it says, talking, okay? Again, these are different parts of the Pasuk, which we've spoken about, v'chibadatei mi'asois derechecha, mimsechefsecha. As we know, we split up the Pasuk, and we learn out various different things. Right now, we're talking about v'daber dover, but the Pasuk says, talking, to talk about them. Dafka Dibur, he says, this specifically, the Pasuk says, talking. Dafka Dibur, al Malacha is also, I will hear her, but thinking. The Shulchan Aruch brings this down over there. And Simon Shin Vav, again, we've been quoting little bits from Simon Shin Vav in Sifches, Shin Vav, Shin Zayin. That is where we find many of these halachas. It's not really going straight down the line, because over there there's various different halachas mixed in, a little bit of Mir La'akam, a little bit other things. I'm not going to get into all that right now, obviously. We want to try and stick to one subject, and try and, as they say in English, slice and dice each subject, figure it out. What are the ins and outs from the various different places? So Dafka Dibur is Malacha is Asr Avol Hir Mutar Avol Mishum Ah. So then he goes on to say, again quoting from the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Vav Sif Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch says straight out that Hir Asakov is Mutar Mikol Maka Mishum Oineg, because of Oineg Shabbos, it's a mitzvah Shle Yachshav Behem Klal, not to talk about them, not to think about them at all. The Ebein of Ki Iluka Malachtai Asuya. We've spoken about this in the past. That, in other words, comes the Heilige Shabbos, it should be in a person's eyes, everything is done. It's done. I'm in Hashem's hands. I'm in Hashem Kavayachal's hands. And everything is done. There is nothing to talk about or think about for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or the upcoming week at all. But again, we want to split it up and understand there is a difference. Avon Mishum Oineg, for Oineg Shabbos, it's a mitzvah, Shalei Yachshav Basakov Klal, not even to think. A mitzvah. But to talk about it is mamish and averus. So we have to know the difference. That's why I bring it down. Now, he does bring down a very interesting thing. A person might say, it's not something that's going to come up too often probably, but a person might say, good, I'm allowed to think on Shabbos. I make Shabbos fine, I hear. But there's certain tests, apparently. There's certain tests that people could take with their mind. Maybe it's has to do with sleeping disorders, various different things. I'm not so familiar with all these different type of things. So just an example, he brings down over here something, says it's safer Klalim, very interesting, in number three, the EEG test. It's something called the EEG test. It actually measures the the electrical activity of the brain waves, actually. It's a various different type of test that measure the brain waves. There's no talking involved, so they put this thing on a person's head, apparently, and it measures the brain waves or whatever. So a person could say, well, if hearer is okay, I'm allowed to think on Shabbos, so maybe I could take this test. So he brings down very, very interesting that even though one is allowed to technically think about Isurim on Shabbos, in other words, not about Isurim, but about something he might do during the week, which is also to do on Shabbos, but with their mind to do some sort of writing like these type of tests that do these, it's attached to machines or whatever the case might be, and through a person's thinking or mind, it could cause these various different malachas to be done. So that, of course, is not allowed to be done. So that's what he brings down. Ayin Klolim Legrama, he brings down where he talks about the Grama, Lefizeh, that they attach to the brain, to the mind, this cap they put on a person's head, and it measures the brain waves. So these type of things, of course, were not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Again, these are various different things where no action is really being done, but only through the mind or the brain. So a person shouldn't go ahead and think, well, I could do a brain test or whatever, something like that. If hearer is okay, right, I'm allowed to think on Shabbos. So what's wrong with that? It's going to cause writing and light up the machines or whatever, all the Isurim, all the various different Isurim that are not allowed to be done. But we should know that's not allowed to be done. So when we say hearer, we're talking about thinking. It's just a question of straight up thinking about a malacha that one would like to do during the week, as opposed to talking about it. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.